Hi, this is Jacqueline Bitty here, reflecting on the development process. There's been a little bit of, pressure to capture the development process that we've gone through this week, these last 10 days, in Praha, to capture the evolution of our ideas and the evolution of the project and how we got from that place to that place. And I think that's an incredibly interesting thing to capture. It's an incredibly interesting journey, and certainly if we were looking at this as a sort of a plant, the plant has definitely grown, like the spring that suddenly sprung in Praha since we've been here. The plant has responded to that and has suddenly shot out of the ground with its little green shoots and its bud, and is ready to bloom and flower. And that the reason why capturing that information is of interest is because then people want to create a technique. This is the way things happen. This is the way you develop something. But I would suggest that actually, if we had captured every single person's journal development process, it would be different every single time. And it would be different in every single group. And even if it was the same group, it would be different tomorrow than how it is today. It would be different in an hour than how it is right now. And that's because we're all dipping in and out of well-being and thinking, and dipping in and out of things that spark inside us, and using that and learning from that. One of the things I've talked a lot about this week is the thing about connections, joining the dots, going backwards, the thing about it being so hard to join the dots going forwards, which is what we try to do. That it's hard to imagine how we can make sense of things going forward. So if I do this, if I go on this trip, this will be the outcome. And there's a lot of traditional management and coaching styles that work with that as a sort of basis. What does a good job look like? What will the outputs be, etc.? But in actual fact, it's only really when you reflect back that you can actually really see how things panned out. So something that somebody has said to me this week may not even be in my consciousness right at this moment in time. And in 12 months' time, a made-up figure, of course, I could be remember that. And it could spark something else. So that's been interesting. And so I would sort of almost warn against trying to capture that too much. Because actually I think for every single person in every single situation at every single moment, that can change. And that the knowing that, and the knowing how we get creative, is actually more important than trying to pin down a thought system or a creativity system. Thank you for listening.